Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Right, man. This is the I'm gonna just do a little basic intro. This is
Okay.
the Get Up and Get Out podcast, motivational podcast is that's what you want to call it. Got my brother Paul here today. I'm gonna let Paul just tell a little background about himself and, tell y'all what he got going.
All right, yeah. So I'm the owner of Spark Body Fitness. I'm a personal trainer. Wanna say nutritional guidance coach, not to be confused with a nutritionist. More so just, some tips on, health and what health and nutrition, basically. Just some simple stuff, nothing too crazy, nothing as far as trying to make meal plans and stuff like that. But I do give certain tips on certain stuff like that. But other than that, just out here trying to help people get healthy physically and mentally, because I also provide some support in that area when it comes to how to think and how to motivate yourself, how to stay motivated, ways to think about it and stuff like that. So no, other than that, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Definitely looking to expand in so many different ways, and and the it can go wherever at this point.
Right, on the way is up, man. If you be positive, on the way is up. That's how I see it.
Exactly.
So we didn't been through so much already as a race. So we already 10 steps behind. So we already know what the struggle is.
Oh yeah, for sure. But the
So.
good thing about that is that, we in a day and age where a lot of people starting to do for self. Everybody got that fire up under them, especially the young people, the youth and stuff like that. So it's going in the right direction, and
Oh
eventually,
yeah.
we might not see it while we living and stuff like that, but it's all if we all add it to the same cause. So
Exactly. Like we gotta police each other. So
exactly.
I definitely know what you mean. I'm glad you said something about mental healthiness, because that's really what we're talking about today. One
Okay.
part of the topics. We're gonna do mental health and then physical at the end, or where you can wrap it up on a physical note, and then you plug yourself in at the end again.
Okay.
So, but yeah, man, that's what I think. It's like I only I think like a lot of people don't want to just take that initiative because they all these mental barriers been placed on them prehand with them not even knowing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
it's like their confidence was taken away at some point. And they never thought, oh, I can't achieve this because I don't have this X, Y, and Z. But
Yeah.
not knowing you can go out there and get X, Y, and Z. It may seem hard, but it's really easy. All you just have to do is, like I said, do it.
Yeah. And the toughest thing I think people are dealing with is I know one thing that I struggle with, but I know a lot of people said the same thing, is just purpose. Like, they don't really know what they want to do.
Right,
They
exactly.
don't
I was struggling with that too.
yeah
I still am.
it, you know what I'm saying? It's a common thing though, and some people just fall into something. They'll just settle for something that they're good at, because they think, well, oh, I got this skill, so I'm gonna just go ahead and do this because that's the only thing that makes sense. But they end up kind of not really loving it, but trying to convince themselves every day that they love it.
Right.
And then it ends up kind of like, being haphazard and stuff. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, sometimes you just gotta sit with it and not put yourself on this clock. Like, you gotta know at a certain time, or something, because everybody's journey is different. Everybody's
Right.
time is different. And I didn't, it's businesses right now, like Walmart, Sam's Club, and stuff like that, where the owners or the CEOs didn't even start the company until they were like 40-something, 50-something,
Right,
looking
exactly.
at that. You know what I'm saying? So it's never too late.
Never. And
So.
I believe and I don't want to sound crazy, but this is how I see it. I think school, like granted, back in the day going to school, it was like, hey, do this, go to college, get a good job, safety. Like, I think a lot of people were instilled just to have safety, right? So, so your mind is not, it's not thinking the same way it could have if you was in a different environment, right? So if you if you're in an environment where nobody really talking about, you know, ways to make your money work for you or stocks or just, you know, stuff like that. It's like, if you're not around that, you, a lot of people not finna go out there and consume it just because.
Yeah.
They might know about it, but they not finna really go like, let me do something with this. Let me see what I can do. They not finna. And I think that's where a lot of, not a lot of people, but like a majority of people, you know, like in the inner city almost, I feel like it's like crap, because it's like now you don't even have to go to school when you can make $1,800,000 in a couple months if you know what you're doing, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't even talking about illegal stuff. I'm talking about perfectly fine legal stuff. So I think that's where a lot of it starts, man. Like, a lot of people don't believe in themselves enough to go start something for themselves, and they can see it all the way through. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's like, it's in a lot of aspects. Like, you know, you got environment, like you said, is crucial. That's crucial. Like, where you grow up, who you grow up around, who you stay around, who you surround yourself with, and who your parents are, what they've instilled into you, your family members, all that stuff, you know. And then it's like, if you're not around that, just like you said, if you're not around that on a day-to-day basis, or even more often than not, then 9 times out of 10, you know, it's less likely for you to actually end up going in that direction. So, but sometimes you do have, you know, the ones that just kind of got these callings and stuff, or they just chosen, and they aren't surrounded by stuff. So you don't really have an excuse at the end of the day, but you have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you do
have, like, everybody can understand, though. Everybody can understand that it's a lot better. The percentages would be higher. The drive would be higher. People will really understand, or maybe see themselves doing, like you said, they don't have confidence in themselves. And, you know, especially as Black folk, you know, we live in a society that they definitely have a big impact on painting that picture, you know, our self-image and how we look at ourselves and what we look at ourselves being. Like, so I work in the, as my full-time job, I work in the insurance industry right now. Mm-hmm. I don't see too many brothers in there. You know, I ended up there on accident. So, I mean, it's not like I was looking to get insurance, so I understand. But, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, sisters in the industry. But I was talking to them one time when I was sitting down with lunch, and they was telling me that, you know, they try to get, you know, some brothers that they know that would be a good fit. They think would be a good fit. Just got some good skills, good mindset. They think they would be a good fit for the industry and make some good money. But they told me that they just don't see. They don't know anything about insurance. They lack the confidence of feeling like they can actually do anything with in the insurance industry. So, see, that just goes to show you that, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to get over, mm-hmm. and a lot to recover from when it comes to, you know, that what you call that conditioning that's just real, you know.
100% agree with you. I couldn't say it better than myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, damn, man. It's like, I wish people would just see that real value. Cause shit, man. I hate myself for this. Now, see, you remember blowing all the money on, not all the money, but I was blowing a shit ton of money on shoes.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When I could have been buying Amazon stock. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we all can say that though. Like, I
For
mean,
real.
if I could go back in time and know take what I knew now, I mean, this is the most cliche saying, like, if I could take what I know now today and go back then,
Man, I say that every
everybody
day.
say that, because as we get older, we be like, we start figuring stuff out, we start seeing what's important and what really wasn't important could have waited. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy, if it, somebody would have said something.
That's
Look.
what I'm seeing.
Yep.
That's why we need that environment, you know. That's why we need that environment, because the environment we only the ones that we had to stick with is our peers, the trends, all the stuff that's painted on TV, to be the thing that to go the thing to go after, the thing to hustle after. Even in school, they're not teaching economics, they're not teaching
No
how to
way.
own for yourself. They're not doing that. They're teaching you how to fit in society and fit in the corporate world, you know, and just
Exactly.
exact. So it's like it's set up like that, you know. So, you know, whereas out in other countries, you see why they rise up so fast, and they're you know, they can get corporations and stuff, and then even when they come to our school, they're just testing out a whole school at a young age because the education system is backwards and it's very dumbed down and you know, in America. So, I mean, it's just really set up for us to just be and stay consumers without
Exactly.
anything,
Exactly.
you know?
It, oh my God, it's like you just read my fucking mind. That's the
I
same shit I be thinking. It's like, bruh, it's like if it's like once you see it from the from the other side, it's like you look at people and you be like, damn, man. Them motherfuckers, this man finna work here for he finna work at this warehouse doing deliveries for 15 years of his life and not move up one time.
Yeah,
Same
no, that's
position. You
crazy.
see what I'm saying? Shit like
Yeah.
that. It's like, hey, bro, no, you're worth more than that little money they're giving you every 2 weeks, man. I'm t you probably can
Yeah.
make, hell, when I did I did one pressure washer job, right?
Yeah.
When I unquoted it. And I she was they like they was naming all kind of shit. So I'm like, okay, bet. Okay, bet. Okay, bet. And I threw out a big number. I'm talking about like a big number. I said, yeah, that'll be like 950. And I winged it, right? And she said,
Yeah.
okay. She said, bet. She said, okay. I was like, okay, we can come tomorrow. But shit, it's like you making that you I made that in a day, in one day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, damn. When I did that for the first, I was like, damn, I really could. You know what I'm saying? Like make some shit work out of this. But I think I was just like I like it was I was still in that phase like I don't know I should jump I don't want to jump I should jump I don't want to jump so
Yeah.
and I'm like close to the like being ready to leave type shit like I'm like hey man is it it's like I'm waiting on one thing to piss me off on my AMDA like one more thing to piss me off and like hey I'm gone y'all
Yes.
and I was
I feel
I
you.
listened to this podcast. What I work in coffee, so you know
Okay.
we brew we they brew coffee and everything out here. I mean it's a good coffee. Don't get me wrong. It's just a company. I'm tired of working for somebody else. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
That's
yeah,
like my
exactly.
whole thing. I want my time back. Like
Right, that's, yep.
it's like I don't even like I got one daughter. She is five or six. That's bad. I can't remember, like that's all I want to teach her. Like I like I'm gonna tell her like, look, I don't care how you're doing school, okay? Because you're gonna get a financial education before like that's priority.
Right.
Like I get it. Like, look, okay. Let's say she do bad in school, right? Let's say she's just not catching on. But at the same time, just like in school. I'm gonna be teaching her businesses like hey, how to make your credit work for you. You know what I'm saying? Buy real estate and then you can rehab it and the bank will give you all that money.
Yeah.
People think when you like when you're trying to rehab a house, oh man, they said they rehabbed that 70,000. So they must have had 70,000. Oh man, the bank gave them 70,000 just to rehab it. So it's like a lot of stuff. Like my man, like that's my goal with her. I financial education. Like if I would have knew any of this at like 15, Oh man, I wouldn't have never worked for my, no, nothing. I wouldn't have worked for nobody. I would have invested in stocks. Oh man, use my credit as a good thing and not a bad thing.
Oh yeah, we would have been way better at saving money and all types of stuff, and just not really, just spending on some useless stuff that, like I said in the beginning, could have
Making it
waited.
compound.
You know, so exactly. So I mean, if we just, you know, working together and stuff like that, unifying all that type of stuff, but it's a lot of money to be made when it comes to money, making money. But at the end of the day, like you said, time is way worth way more than the money.
Man, I'm telling
So it's like always this, like this pendulum, like it's a balance. Like you want, you know, you need money to get more time, and then it's like you don't really want to do, you don't want to make money the sole factor, because you don't want to do anything for money. But at the same time, you know, it's always this, like it's always this just, it's like swinging back and forth. Like, so it's always like a timing thing. It actually be a timing thing to where, okay, you make certain choices where sometimes you got to turn down something that could make you extra money because it'll take away more of your time. So it, because you also, at the end of the day, even though you're building something for yourself, your peace of mind is worth more than all that,
man, I'm telling
you
you.
know. You know what I'm saying? So if you can, it's like everybody's not going to be a business owner. Like everybody's not going to be a boss. Because I mean, it don't even make sense. Like if we got a bunch of bosses and got no employees, just like I was telling you before when we were texting, you know, that you got nobody that's helping you, you know, build what you're trying to build. So some people fit those positions. They more than happy to just be an employee. But see, if they can be take pride in the actual company they working for, being, you know, black owned, especially talking about us and our community, if they can be proud, you know, they can be proud in the company, proud in where the company's going, proud in what the company stand for, and they can stand behind the actual character of the actual owner, you know, that they're about the people and that it's not just about money and production and just all this whole, this whole,
Man, go ahead.
I'm just gonna be blunt. This whole Caucasian way of doing things, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying? They can take pride in that, and it's not gonna feel like I gotta drag myself out of bed to go to this 9 to 5. They're gonna be like, I'm a part of the mission. I'm a part of, you know, I mean, that's like nation building stuff, you know? So then we start talking, when we start to be able to accrue a bunch of capital, then we can start talking about politics. Until we get money for ourselves as a community, then we can, I mean, we can't talk about politics or trying to do anything with politics, because when it comes to politics, money talks,
Exactly.
as you can see
And that,
with this last election.
and that's why
I'll
I be
do,
trying to tell people
you
the
know.
same, do I be on the same shit. I'm like, look, man, like I get it. We all, marching and everything is cool. I'm not saying that's not cool, but if we really want to make a difference, we gotta start working together and coming up with like businesses can come out of ground. It's not like it's not, it can't be done. They saying like McDonald's gonna be the only franchise for 1,000 years. You can't tell me you can't make one store. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, man. I'd be pissed. It's like we can't make no decisions because we ain't got no weight behind it. We ain't got the accountants behind it. If we had people with the money, we could make some shit happen. It ain't nothing.
You're just not getting no respect for the
Right.
community.
Because we coming in ways of like, man, it's like, man, I can't help not saying that, but you already know, man. Shit is crazy, man. It's like I be trying to tell people every day, man. I don't be like preaching to nobody, but like if somebody come across me like, hey man, yeah, I'm trying to do this and do that, I'm like, hey man, bet I can hook you right now. We can get it done. Cause I be trying to push people and they be like, nah, I gotta do a little, and I'm like, okay, cool. I don't push it after that because it's like, hey, man, I ain't gonna push you if you ain't ready. Because that means you ain't gonna take pride in your work. So.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got their reasons and stuff, and there's so much going on. We got this COVID going on. We got, and then that puts people in a position of where at the beginning they couldn't go out as much. They had to sit with themselves sometimes, and that actually was a good thing because it was a lot of people just out moving all the time, and they never really took time to reflect.
Right.
You know, recreational time. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people do need to sit with themselves and be more aware of themselves, because then they can be ahead of some of the things they struggle with as
way
a person.
Ahead.
That affects the people they love around them, but they just kind of like, man, well, it's just me, man. You know, they settle for maybe their flaws, quote unquote, and their just the way that they are. They be like, man, it's just me. You just have to accept me for me. But they don't even realize that that's not really meant to be you in the end. Like, you meant to perfect those things and master those things and get that stuff down. But that's not what society teaches us, you know? So, I mean, that mental health stuff, it definitely popped up a lot. I'm talking about suicides, opioid usage went up during the quarantine and stuff like that, because people just was going crazy. You know, they were going crazy at home, just not knowing what to do with themselves, thinking they got time to sit and think, and instead of going out, doing drugs, going out, partying, because they don't even have to be drug addicts to try to be that type of, or to involve themselves in that, in something called escapism, where they're trying to escape the stuff that they really need to deal with inside, but they ignore it, you know, either popping pills, smoking, drinking, just staying busy so they don't have to think about stuff, you know? So that right there, that can really, like, man, when you take all that stuff away, people start tripping, man. So it's like they start getting involved. Even if you're not doing drugs, you start tripping. So suicide go up because they can't deal with themselves and not taking accountability. So, I mean, and then we live in a society, look at social media,
man.
Always catering to your ego, talking about, you know, they pretty much pushing a lot of stuff on being like, we live in an age of like narcissism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be the one.
But nobody wants to put in the work, though.
Nobody wants to put in the work, but then everybody wants to be the one, but don't, like, because it's like all about this ego thing, because they want to feel good about themselves by being the one or being, you know, this, the alpha. You start hearing that a lot lately, you know, alpha male, alpha female, all this bull crap, when it's not about, like, the alpha is only an alpha when he has somebody, a following, right? So, okay, so that means the followers are just, the alpha is only as strong as his follower. So if the follower, like, so being a follower is not weak. You know what I'm saying? So if you always stay, like, if somebody's the teacher or something like that, then being a student, there's honor in being a student, or there's honor in being a support role, you know? So, like, people, like, you know, people feel like there's, like, what's the word? It's like, for the lack of a better word, man, they just feel like it's not respectable, you know, just taking a support role, because that's how society brings to you, you know. Like, if you ain't alpha, you a beta male, or you a beta this, beta that. So, see, it always plays into this thing where you're not masculine, or you're not man enough if you're not an alpha, or you get walked all over if you're not an alpha, quote unquote. And they don't really understand what they're saying. So,
yeah, man.
Like, y'all don't even know what y'all talking about when it comes to being a man. Being a man ain't got nothing to do with, you know, being the one that everybody looks up to. Like, that don't mean nothing. Like, that just, you got your role, I got mine. Everybody got their role. And And you have to take respect and take pride in your role. So people need to really sit with themselves and stop looking for this external validation from other people that, you know, they're this and they're that. You know, you should feel that way about yourself without anybody ever having to tell you that ever again. Like, what if you never got a compliment again? You know what I'm saying? You should be able to be good with that. So, because you could do it for yourself. And that's all this stuff leaks into all the stuff we're talking about, business. Because if you don't, if you're not confident in yourself and you need that validation from other people, you're gonna need it to keep going and keep pushing, you know, your business plan. You're gonna need somebody to say you're doing a good job. You're gonna need somebody that, you know, you're gonna always need this instant gratification, you know? And it's not like, bro, I've been doing this for a year now. It's not like
Man.
that. So, you know, I'm about to look back and been like, man, you know, I don't know, man. Maybe this ain't the road I should walk down. Maybe this ain't for me. I know I'm sure millions of people that got businesses and even where they at, where they want to be at in their business can say the same thing when they started out. When you start out, man, it's gonna be like that, but you just got to keep pushing because it's all part of the process. Because you got to know, you also you have a pro. It's a part of being a professional in what you do. Because how are you gonna be a professional if you don't go through the things and experience what doesn't
Right.
work? You know what I'm saying? You got to know what doesn't work to know what works and to know what the, and to know how to build a plan that is efficient and will fast track you to success. But it's going to be a slow track at first
Yeah.
sometimes. So you're going to hit them little pockets where you just plateau sometimes. So it's just drive and ambition,
You
man.
can't give up on yourself.
Nah, I can't give up. So that self-motivation crucial in so many areas in your life, and then it's like, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. That mental health thing, you know, all these things we talk about, they all related. That's what's crazy is environment, the way you brought up, you know,
It all
your
plays a part in your role.
all plays a part. You know what I'm saying? People unhappy with
I
themselves, the
mean,
way they look,
but people,
the way they
but
are.
you know why people not realizing it? Because they haven't been put in a tough enough situation to really just sit back and like, you know what? I just all this extra shit is just really extra shit. I really don't need to do it, and I don't need to see it that way. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Right, because it's
perspective.
like. What? Okay, I don't. You know, I don't have a gun with me on 24/7. That don't make me no less a person, man. It's like it's not a, like people. Basically, what I'm saying is like stuff. See, people that see stuff as a big deal, normally to me, it's probably not a big deal because it's like you add an extra unnecessary stress just because they didn't like your shirt you had on. Or you ain't got the newest shoes on, or whatever the case is, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm a person. That don't make me who I am. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. Yeah.
it's like I definitely know what you mean, man. But people have to be people have to be pushed to that point to where like, damn, I'm doing all this and all this extra shit happening, and I can change all of that by just being myself. Just be for me and
Yeah,
not trying to
really.
pretend like I'm somebody for people I'm around.
I'm telling you, man, because it's like when if people like society, so society always gonna try to like, you know, assess, people always gonna put people in a box. They're gonna judge right out the gate. They gonna put labels on you and everything for being unique in whatever way you are. But that's what's crazy and what's so contradicting is. And what those same people don't even realize is that the individuals that end up being the ones that's looked up to or the trendsetters are the ones that stand out from society. So, and the ones that's not scared to be themselves and do things different, go against the grain, all that type of stuff. And all the people that put labels on this at first, when they start to see the success and the happiness in this person's life, because they are fine with being who they are, they're finally okay with it. They're now wanting to follow this person because they also struggle with their self and being happy with themselves. They're just projecting when they start putting labels on somebody else that's trying to be themselves, because they're not okay with or comfortable with themselves. So that's what we living in. We living in a world full of people that just project on each other.
That's 100% right there.
You know what I'm saying? We just project our own insecurities on everybody else because we not comfortable with us. So
yeah, you can't.
You know
what they say? Blind leading the blind.
Blind leading the blind. Exactly.
Like, boy, y'all going nowhere fast. Cool. It's like once you got it that mindset, yeah. That's when you start to see. That's when it starts clicking. It's like, damn, all this.
Yeah.
Nobody said nothing. And I'm mad. Yeah. I'm like, bro, Cedric, my mama, nobody, somebody could, something. Hey, man, you might want to. out of my, look, you ain't doing too hot in school. So let me tell you how the real world works. Okay. You got taxes. You got this. You can do this, makes money. You could, man, if anybody would have just said some financial. Because
yeah.
I was always, I mean, don't get me wrong. I was always taught to get the money, like hustle it, but like that's
yeah,
almost
right.
Fast money. It's, I didn't know. Like I, yeah. I can go get that again.
Something to build like right. A legacy with. Yeah, so I mean that's good that you. I mean, see, but that's the thing. Like, and I'm gonna bring this, full circle back to your daughter. But that's the thing. Like with my dad or my mom, you know, we parents all have a responsibility, and they don't realize how much responsibility they really have for their kids. But it's just like it becomes like a curse, like a generational curse that just keeps getting repeated and repeated until somebody breaks that curse and it's like, wait a minute, hold up, I'm about to do stuff way different. You know, my dad or my mom, they've been working. I've seen them work hours and hours, and they look at where it got them. I don't want to be that. I want to be more. So that's what it's supposed to be. Kids are a technology, and that's how our ancestors looked at children. They looked at children as a technology. This is the future. You know, this is who's going to keep the community strong when we gone. So it's like we have to invest into them even more so, because the stuff that we weren't taught, like you said, if I would have knew this, well, make sure that they don't repeat. You know, make sure that this, your daughter, she know early so that she don't say that again, you know?
I'm teaching her something right now. So when she gets going, she ain't going to want for nothing. She ain't had to come to me.
Yeah,
like
that's what
tomorrow.
I'm saying.
Hey, see my hey dad, he go 10 grand, whatever. I might bet.
I'm telling you. And that's even, like, I'm telling you, like, even being in a position, like, maybe, like, one of these celebrities, or say somebody that's real well off, and they give their kids, you know, a Porsche or whatever, some expensive car for their first car and stuff like that, and they get inheritance and stuff like that. That's not the real wealth. Teach what you're talking about and breaking stuff down with your daughter, that's real wealth, because it's one thing to give a man a fish, but it's one thing to teach a man how to fish. You know what I'm saying? Because then he'll feed himself for a lifetime. And you ain't got nothing. So if you're teaching your daughter that, you know, exactly, she's going to be able to do that and do that for the ones that, for the kids that she have, and it's going to keep repeating itself. So you talking about generational things and legacy that's going to keep surviving, you know, even when you dead and gone.
Turn into a Johnson & Johnson.
Exactly. That's the idea, man.
Damn.
But I understand how it is, like, with, you know, with the age we live in. Like I said, we all dealing with internal issues and I got my struggles just like the next person. And, I'm not without any faults and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff I did back in the day that, I would do different today. So, but that's how it always really should be. Even in business, if you should always be trying to do stuff better, every day. And so if you can't look back and say, well, there's nothing I would have changed. If you can't look back and not say that, then you're doing something
Exactly.
wrong. So you should be able to look back and be like, oh yeah, no, I would have done things totally different and stuff like that. I was tripping back then. So, I mean, as a man, we all deal with that pride and ego.
That's the biggest factor almost.
Yeah, for real. That stuff be in the way, man, of everything. And then we start, I mean, even today's age, the men getting more emotional, they acting more like women. And, it's kind of, it's throwing off the structure of how our relationships are with women. And even in business, we start getting in our feelings quicker now. And then the women look at us like they can't even depend on us as a whole to work with us, or to even in the relationships and dating or whatever, they don't see us as a source of protection or something, or a source of security. So, I mean, I'm not saying all women are looking at us like that, but the ones that do, I mean, that's probably the culprit. It could be, and they got their own things too. Women, everybody got their own things.
Society is whew.
Yeah, it's a two-sided
Oh
coin,
no, it's
so
an eight-sided coin. We got different
that's
genders. You got different genders, man. I don't
right.
know. We finna get robots in a minute, man. I think. Jeez. Robot gender.
Man. Oh my goodness, man, that stuff
Man, it's
crazy, and we dealing with that too now. But now it's getting loud. Everybody getting comfortable with it. They just accepting it more and more. But hey, man, I can only do what
Hey
I
man,
know,
that's how
man.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, man, I just do what I do, brother. Yeah, you do what you do. That's cool with you. I mean, I'm cool with that, man. Long as you're cool, I mean, I ain't tripping. You can be whoever you want to be,
Yeah,
brother.
for real.
You ain't got to impress me.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, we dealing with a lot of stuff as whole, man. So, and COVID ain't did nothing but just kind of expose it, So that's really what it be, man. So I think people just need to be happy with themselves, more happy with themselves. Learn how to love yourself. And even me as a trainer, like all this is going to affect them, even in being successful in their programs and stuff like that, and getting healthy for themselves physically. I have clients that will get on Instagram and say, I want to look like this person. I want to look like this person. I want my body to look like this, because they feel like that's something of real value. And I'd be like, like, why? I mean, I am in that
Why,
business
yeah, you
to
ain't stupid
help
now. Don't be stupid.
you.
We're trying to get rich out here, not broke.
I mean, I am trying to stand out and not be the same type of, trainer that everybody else doing, just kind of like, because it's just weight loss. So at the end of the day, it's about health, quality of life. And that's what I be trying to tell them. Don't get so caught up into looking like a lot of these Instagram models, or these maybe these female trainers, or male trainers, because a lot of them, the majority of them, when it comes to the women, they got surgery on their butt and their chest, and then they go and start doing making some videos working out like that's how they got that body. Like, that's not how it works. So yeah, you're chasing after something that they got in the operation room. So it's not going to get the same result. Your expectations are unrealistic, and you need to be happy with the way, it's genetics too. Everybody ain't got the
No,
same
definitely
genetics.
not.
So that's what I'm saying. So, you just gotta be happy with who you are in your body and how that's gonna look no matter what you do with it. So Maybe you won't look like that when you lose all that weight, but you look a lot better than, you know,
You came in
puffing
looking
and puffing after one fight.
like you see you want to see the before now?
For real. You
Quickie,
want to go
quickie,
back
quickie
to
now.
that? For real, man. So, I mean.
Hell, mental health and physical health, it all play a huge part in, you know, wanting better for yourself, because you'll be more, you know, you'll feel way better.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can think clear. Your mind will be clear. When you start to do it for the right reasons, then it'll be way better and it'll be way more sustainable. Like it won't be just a goal, it'll be a lifestyle. And there's a lot of stuff with weight loss that I deal with when it comes to clients, like just misconceptions and myths. So if anybody listening to this podcast or tune in on this podcast that falls in that category, I mean, when it comes to losing weight, you have to understand like training and a workout, a structured workout, we're just structuring stuff that we've been doing, our ancestors been doing, and that's just moving. The only problem with our society is just that makes us have to actually create an actual workout and create an industry where we have to have trainers. It's because life is so convenient now, and we just sit down all the time because we don't really have to do too much to get things done. So that's the only problem. Other than that, it's just moving. That's how you lose weight. I mean, it's like saying there's like no secret method to lose. It's any specific type of workout. It's like telling you, it's like getting in your car and being like, how can I burn up the most gas? What roads can I drive on? You just drive, man. You're gonna burn some gas, you
Right.
know what I'm saying? So it's just like that. So I mean it's a lot of little details and stuff, but
Yeah, man, it's so much involved in, you know, we're pushing forward for yourself. People don't, I mean, they just caught in this loop just to keep trying to stay above water and try to impress the next man or the next woman.
That's how it is,
Hey man,
man.
I'm gonna have to get you on another podcast, bro. We're gonna go in on something else next time.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, just let me know, man. And I mean, it's a lot more. We could talk about a lot of things, man. So you gotta just talk about fitness, but if we do, or we could talk. I mean, there's a lot of aspects of fitness too. So I mean, it's a the topics are endless. So I mean, we could definitely do that. But so yeah, we could jump on the next podcast. We ain't gotta leave it all on this one. So I just I guess I just leave little plugs and stuff like that where people can find me or reach
So
out
fill
to
all that in right now.
me. All right, so y'all can reach me at my business number if y'all want a consultation or anything like that. Just or questions on training or nutrition or anything like that. Just on my services, you can hit me up at 832-510-3905. And my Instagram is at PM as in Mary, AAT as in Tom, and the letter J. So you can hit me up on there. I'm trying to be more active, but man, it's hard, doing the social media thing when you're just so busy. So, Instagram don't really make me no money. So
Hey,
I'm gonna spend my
hey,
time doing
hey,
things making
hey!
money.
You know, Instagram can pay you now. You know that, right?
They can. I'm gonna get it
I'm about
working
to say,
like
I say you
that.
got to
But
build it up now. You talking about all those buildings? You got to build.
first things
Hey,
first,
bro,
though.
Instagram going.
I
Put some
understand. Trust
hashtags in
me.
there, bro.
Yeah,
Because
first things first.
that's what I
Yeah,
do.
first things
I
first.
do like on my SEO clients. I build up their all the social media following pretty much. Like they'll have them on Instagram, Facebook.
Oh,
So
wow.
I go in there, I do all that, fix it up, and then I get the ball going. I tell them, like, look, I give them like a blueprint. Like, hey, Just start doing this with the post. Here's some stuff you might want to mention. Always do some research on what you want to know. Your customers to know, and then post. Find some way to post it, you know, and then hashtag videos and just interact more with, you know, shit like that. A whole bunch of different shit, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I might get with you on that. I might get with you on that when I start getting busy with the social media and posts and stuff like that. Because, man, Lord knows my stuff be collecting cobwebs.
See, man, that's why I'm helping somebody now. He said he wanted to do his
own. Oh yeah.
He wants to start putting videos with his cars and stuff. So I'm like, hey, man. Like, he literally sat down and we just had a conversation. I'm like, oh, that was the intro right there. That was the first video.
So, oh, yeah.
But yeah, man. We're gonna get to the next episode for sure. I'm going to hit you up beforehand. Probably another Wednesday. We'll work on the time, if anything.
Okay, that's a bet. I'll be down.
I'm doing a research on it, letting you know what the topic is.
All right, then. That's a bet.